Hi, we're at the Tableau User Conference in Seattle. We're going to talk about the deep dive on architecture-aware memory use. Again, Matthew Eldridge, Chief Architect for Tableau, has joined me. Welcome, Matthew.
Hello.
Matthew, Tableau thinks about memory very different than other solutions, other vendors. Can you tell us about that?
So one of the things that's unique about the way the data engine uses memory compared to other solutions is we try to use memory as much as possible to attain high performance, but we've deliberately constructed the data engine such that there's no requirement that all of your data actually fit within memory. You can, in fact, use the data engine on databases that are significantly larger than the amount of memory in your system.
And is that because you are operating on a subset of that overall, a subset of that data?
So the data engine can be used on databases larger than system memory in a few different cases. One case might be that your database contains many columns, but only some of them are relevant to a particular analysis. So if the subset of columns of interest fit within memory, that is, in fact, the only portion of the data that the data engine will read into memory and operate upon. So you become, your performance goes with the number of columns you're touching rather than the total size of the database.
So now another feature of the architecture aware memory is you use different kinds of memory. Is it more effective to do that versus the same memory?
So one of the things we've been very careful of when building the data engine was to make sure that we made as efficient use as possible of the memory in the computer. One of the characteristics of a computer's memory is it's not all actually the same. Some of it is big and it tends to be slow. Some of it is small and tends to be fast. The biggest and slowest memory is, in fact, the hard disk itself. Somewhere in the middle, there's the main memory of the computer, the sort of memory that you think of when you say, oh, I have 2 gigabytes of memory. But there's actually an even much faster memory called the cache memory that's typically built right into the processor. So what we've done in the data engine is used algorithms that exploit the performance of these different kinds of memory to get the highest overall possible performance.
You know, Matthew, some in-memory solutions are plagued by long startup times or are slow to load documents. But Tableau's data engine isn't. Can you tell me why that works the way it does?
So one of the things that I'm really proud of with Tableau's data engine's design is the way it represents data, a so-called database, a data engine database, is actually the same on disk as it is in memory. And this means that as soon as you start the data engine and point it at your database, your data engine database, it's immediately ready to start doing queries. Of course, it will have to read in the portion of the data that you touch off of the disk, but it doesn't need to read in any of the other data until it's actually required by a query.
So what does it mean to be architecture aware?
So the data engine is architecture aware in a few ways that I think are really significant. One of the major ways in which we're architecture aware is we're very conscious of the design of the memory system in a modern computer, and our algorithms exploit that architecture to get high performance from the memory system. The data engine is architecture aware. It is in fact shipped as both a 32-bit and a 64-bit database. So the 32-bit database is the database that would run on a usual operating system, perhaps on a business user's laptop, whereas a 64-bit operating system could be running on a much larger machine. What's so unique about this distinction on the data engine is you don't need to run that 64-bit server in order to query really big data. You can use the 32-bit data engine with very large databases. There may be some performance difference, but the functionality remains completely intact.
Does being an in-memory database mean that you are limited to data that fits into that memory?
So Tableau's data engine leverages system memory very heavily to get high performance, but there's no requirement that your data actually fit into system memory. In fact, if you're running the 32-bit data engine, you may well have a database that is larger than the data engine can directly address, and yet it can still operate against that large database and run queries against it with high performance.
How can Tableau's data engine model the architecture of the source data without any scripting or setup, which is common in any other data for any other database?
One of the challenges before us when we started to build the data engine was the fact that we knew we needed to offer people a turnkey solution. One of the hardest problems in using a database for many people is optimizing the performance of the database. What knobs do I turn? What knobs are even available to me? Is there a trade-off of optimizing for one use case versus another? So the data engine has been designed from the ground up not to require any optimization. When the data engine database is constructed from your original connection, your original data connection, it is optimized at that point in time for high performance. Moreover, if you then go on and extend your data model, perhaps by creating user-defined calculations or ad hoc groups, you can specifically request that the data engine database be further optimized to take advantage of and provide even higher performance for those new calculations.
Well, Matthew, it seems the data engine and how Tableau is created an architecture that basically utilizes memory in the most efficient way possible. Very impressive, and really a pleasure talking with you today about it.
Oh, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.